From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshan Ratanpal. Missouri lawmakers have passed legislation that stops state funding from going to abortion providers or their affiliates, Sarah Kellogg reports.
Members of the Missouri House voted 106-48. It now goes to Governor Mike Parson. The bill bars any state funding from going to abortion providers or their affiliates. This means that Planned Parenthood locations in the state would not receive state reimbursements for services provided to Medicaid patients. Representative Carrie Engel referenced the current petition seeking to enshrine abortion rights in the Missouri Constitution and said the bill would be irrelevant come November.
It won't matter because women of this state are going to come in full force and demand their rights back from the body that stripped it of them.
The deadline to collect the necessary signatures to put the issue on the ballot is May 5th. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
Columbia City officials are considering implementing technology that automatically turns on police officers' body cameras. The Columbia Missourian reports the idea was discussed at yesterday's Citizens Police Review Board work session. The discussion follows a string of incidents over the last few years where officers violated the city's body camera policy. Columbia police officers can currently leave their cameras turned off only when not performing, quote, official duties, which can include casual conversations with the public. Assistant City Manager Matt Unrein says the city is looking at the next fiscal year for potential funding. The Missouri Senate has added a provision to the state budget that cuts all state funding for cities that become legal sanctuaries for immigrants. The Missouri Independent reports the item was added to the budget yesterday during deliberations in the Senate Appropriations Committee, which has been amending the state budget throughout this entire week. It also requires any money already received by those cities to be paid back with interest. The provision comes after Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas said he is in talks with mayors in New York and Denver to help them with large numbers of recently arrived migrants. Democrats on the committee voiced opposition to the provision. The committee will continue to debate the budget today, and it is expected to be heard on the Senate floor next week. The Missouri Assembly has approved legislation that would stop construction of a landfill if it's too close to another city. As KCUR Savannah Holly Bates reports, it comes after more than a year of disputes over landfill construction near Kansas City's border.
The bill would prohibit a landfill from being built within a mile of another city unless they approve it. This ends the more than a year-long fight to stop a landfill from going in South Kansas City, close to a Raymore subdivision and schools. Last week, Raymore approved a nearly $4 million deal with the landfill developer to buy some of its land and restrict what can be built on the remaining property, contingent on this legislation passing. The bill heads next to Governor Mike Parson's desk. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Savannah Holly Bates.
And I'm Harshan Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.